18. Self-awareness. Life code. Rule. Self-awareness is a never-ending process of acquainting yourself with your totality. Real achievement cannot occur without first getting to know yourself. In fact, if you do not have at least some level of self-awareness, nothing in this entire book will make sense to you, let alone work for you. In today's world, many people want to help others, but the truth is that we cannot even begin to help anyone else without knowing who we are, what we stand for, and why. The truth is, you are always changing and evolving, so no matter how well you think you know yourself, you must always continue the process of learning more. Learning about yourself is the most important and most valuable type of education you can have in the 21st century. Self-awareness isn't just about understanding who you are and what makes up you. It includes becoming truly aware of all your actions and thoughts. It means becoming aware of what you do and how you respond in various situations, including when you feel most uncomfortable. Rule squared. Developing self-awareness will help you recognize when your surroundings cause you to act inconsistent with your authenticity, something we all do. This realization will help you to make conscious good change, and your authentic presence can then be felt by those around you. Being self-aware makes you understand how and why people connect with you, and it also helps you to see your purpose like a clear blue sky. Practice. Slowly begin to acquaint yourself with your thoughts. If you pay attention to your thoughts for even 5 minutes, you will notice that there is a constant dialogue in your brain that you often become lost in and tend to identify with. The more you pay attention, you'll see that this dialogue is often made up of thoughts that come from outside sources. Once you notice this, you are already becoming significantly more self-aware. The key to self-awareness is to always remember that you are not your thoughts. 19. Communication. Real listening. Success thruster. Rule. Communication involves your entire body. When we communicate with others, there's so much being sent directly in the message beyond just words. Our minds and our bodies are always working together. When we experience an emotion, it illuminates through both. The emotion reveals itself through various recognizable signals in the body, both subtle and explicit. Verbal dialogue makes up only about 10% of what you are communicating at any time. The remaining 90% comes from signals being given off through your body language, your vocal tonality, and other subliminal messages sitting just beneath the surface, i.e., what isn't being said but can be detected in your eyes. The only way to become an effective communicator and the only way to truly understand the messages you are receiving from others is to learn intuitive interaction, communication through the subliminal language that everybody uses but few are aware of. Practice. Start to notice what your body is doing when you are interacting with other people. Where are your feet pointing? Are you leaning towards or away from the other person? Are you making eye contact? What sort of eye contact? What are you doing with your hands? All of these things are communicating subliminal messages to the other person, and everyone is simultaneously giving and receiving these messages all the time. If you can learn to interpret these messages, you'll be leagues ahead of the vast majority of people. Tip. There is a Rosetta Stone for learning how to use and interpret the subliminal language. We call this the language of hieroglyphics. If you want to learn more, go to varsityguild.com/hieroglyphics. Take some time to really let part 3 sink in. Part 4, the alpha, will show you how to improve everything in your life in a single instant. It will also ensure that your future is entirely within your control. What follows in part 4 is so powerful, we almost didn't release it. Prepare yourself for something incredible.